Honorable Ravi Karunanayake.
I appreciate your encouraging the particular standing orders to butt in to a point that was irrelevant, but it was a matter that was important after Prime Minister mentioned. I hope the same sense of leniency would be maintained, because that's the sense of vibrancy that is required in the Parliament. So, Honourable Deputy Speaker, is it okay if I bring the 27-2 because I had a medical thing and I couldn't come in just 2 minutes before? Can I use the 27-2 because I know the matter is being answered? So if I can use it, I would greatly appreciate your...
Okay, Honourable Ravi Karunanayake.
Thank you, Deputy Speaker. I'm sorry for my mistake, which it was a medical matter that I had. I would like to ask the following question from the Finance Understanding Orders 27-2. I wish to draw the attention of the government to a matter of urgent public importance concerning the proposed abolition of the simplified value-added tax, that's SVAT, system in September 2025 without ensuring a guaranteed and efficient refund mechanism for exporters. The government has projected an export revenue target of US$19 billion. However, the removal of SVAT without a proper refund system could severely impact cash flows, discourage and export, create financial uncertainty among exporters, including SMEs. The lack of swift and transparent refund mechanism may lead to delays, increasing the cost of doing business and affecting the competitiveness of the Sri Lankan exporters in the global markets. Sri Lankan exporters have to compete in a region where all benefits are being given to the competing peer country companies with a very low cost of capital and no administrative hassle. Honourable Deputy Speaker, this in light of President Trump, who is basically going on an anti-globalization approach. So this is the reason why we have got to look at it and helping our companies to get to the international stage. In light of this, I seek the response from the Honourable Finance on the following. One, what measures are being taken to ensure a timely and guaranteed VAT refund system before abolishing SVAT? Two, evasion of taxes must be eradicated at all costs. However, in order to achieve that, feeling of equity and reasonableness must be demonstrated. When the tax refunds have become a major nightmare, do you think adopting this at this stage will be practical? Because this has been tried for the last 7 years. Three, has the government consulted key stakeholders, including exporters and the chambers of commerce, save the SME chambers, on practical challenges arising from this decision? Four, given the government's expectation of earning US$19 billion, which is excellent and it has to be done, how does it plan to mitigate the adverse effects of this policy change on exporters' liquidity and competitiveness? Will the government consider postponing the abolishing of SVAT until the efficient refund mechanism is fully implemented and tested? නියෝජ්‍ය කතානායකතුමනි රජ 6 වෙනි එක රජය විසින් මහ පරිමාණ සුළු පරිමාණ ව්‍යවසායකින් වෙත ලබා දී ඇති සහතිකයන් කවරේ වූවද වාණිජ බැංකුව විසින් ලබා දෙන පොලි අනුපාත ජාත්‍යන්තර වෙළඳපොළ තුල තබා කලාපය තුල පවරා තරඟ කිරීම අපහසු කරන ඉහළ මට්ටමේ අනුපාතය වේ. හත අලවි ලක්ෂ්‍ය point of sales උපකරණ හඳුන්වා දීම I appreciate this was brought in the budget by the finance minister the president හඳුන්වා දීම හරහා එකතු කළ අගය මත බදු අය කිරීම නවීකරණය කිරීම අවශ්‍යතා පිළිබඳව ජනාධිපතිවරයා විසින් සිය අයවැය කතා තුළ සඳහන් කරන ලදී එසේ නම් මේ ක්‍රියාවලිය ක්‍රියාත්මක වෙන තෙක් අපට රැඳී සිටිය නොහැකිද අට ණය අර්බුදයෙන් මිදීම සඳහා අපේ යන ඉහළ නැන්වීම අත්‍යවශ්‍යයි ඉතා ඉහළ සංස්ථාපිත බදු ඇතැම් වියදම් මත රඳවා තබා ගැනීම බදු ක්‍රියාත්මක සහ රටේ පවත්නා මූල්‍ය තත්ත්වයේ හේතුවෙන් අපනයනකරුවන් වෙත බදු සහන ලබා දී නොමැති තත්ත්වයක් අපනයනකරුවන් වෙත තරංකාරී තත්ත්වයක් ලබා දෙමින් රටේ දළදේශ නිෂ්පාදනය GDP වර්ධනය කරනු පිණිස වියදම් පාදක බදු සහනයක් හඳුන්වා දිය නොහැකිද නමය ගෙවීමේ පැහැර හැරීම හරහා වසරකට රජය අහිමිවන ඇතැයි රජය අපේක්ෂා කරන ඇස්තමේන්තුව බදු මුදල් ප්‍රමාණය කවරේද මෙය වූ කාලීන සහ ශ්‍රී ලංකාවේ අපනයන ක්ෂේත්‍රය සහ සමස්ත ආර්ථික ස්ථාවරත්වය ඍජුව බලපාන කරුණක් වන බැවින් මේ සඳහා රජයෙන් කඩිනම් පැහැදිලි කිරීමක් අපේක්ෂා කරමි බොහොම ස්තුතියි නියෝජ්‍ය කතානායකතුමනි
Honorable
ගරු නියෝජ්‍ය කතානායකතුමනි රවි කරුණායක මන්ත්‍රීතුමා ඉදිරිපත් කරපු 22 ප්‍රශ්නයට ආණ්ඩු පක්ෂය වෙනුවෙන් අපේ මුදල් නියෝජ්‍ය අමාත්‍යතුමා පිළිතුරක් ලබා දෙනවා. නමුත් මම වෙලා ඉල්ලන්න කැමති මේක සම්ප්‍රදායක් කරගන්න අවශ්‍ය නැහැ. මොකද ඔබතුමාගේ අභිමතයේ ඉඩ තියෙන අතරෙම ඒ අභිමතය එක වෙලාවක පූර්වදර්ශයක් වෙනවා, ඊට පස්සේ ඒක සම්ප්‍රදාය බවට පත් වෙනවා. දැන් අපි 27 අවස්ථාවක් ලබා දීලා තියෙනවා ඒ වෙලාවේ අදාළ මන්ත්‍රීවරයෙක් ඉදිරිපත් කළ යුතුයි. ඊට පසුව කුමක් හෝ හේතුවක් මත ඒ මන්ත්‍රීවරයා පැමිණ නොසිටියොත් අපි ඊළඟට මේ විදිහට දෙන්න වුණොත් එහෙම සභාවේ කටයුතු කරගෙන යන්න බැරි වෙනවා. දැන් ඊළඟ සතියේ මේ කවුරු ඇවිල්ලා වාචික පිළිතුරු අපේක්ෂා කරන මන්ත්‍රීවරයෙක් මේක කිව්වොත් පළවෙනි රටේ හිටියේ නැහැ, දෙවෙනි රටේදී මට මේක අවස්ථාව දෙන්න ප්‍රශ්න ඉදිරිපත් කරලා යන්න කියලා එක් කරගන්න බෑ. ඔබතුමාගේ අභිමතය වුණාට ඒක ඊට පස්සේ පෝරාශ්‍ය බවට පත් වෙන්න ඉඩකට තියෙන නිසා ඒසා කරුණා කරලා මම වෙන සඳහන් කරන්න කැමති මේක සම්ප්‍රදායක් කර නොගෙන මේ අවස්ථාව අද විතරක් යොදාගමු කියන එක.
පූර්ව අදහසක් කරගන්න අවශ්‍යතාවයක් නැහැ. නමුත් මේක මීට පෙර ඇති වූ දෙයක්
තුලින් තමයි මම කියන්නේ. We will not make this a precedence in the future.
We appreciate and maintain into the future as well. Because that's the parliamentary spirit that is there, whether it's from the UK Parliament or in the Indian Parliament as well.
Motion the commitment of commencement of public business. Honorable Gayantha Karunathil. Honorable Anish Jayasingh.
Thank you very much. තරෝ මේ කාලීන සහය වගේම විශේෂයෙන් මේ දවස්වල විවාදයට තුඩු දුන්නු ප්‍රශ්නයක්. But before explaining what it is, we need to understand what is SWAT and the VAT as well. And first of all, I would like to mention that it is not a rehearsal decision to implement a SWAT system simply disregarding other things. And meantime, before answering, I would like to draw your attention on the budget speech on 2017. So where the finance minister has stated on page 85, para 460, I propose to remove the SWAT scheme as it could hardly be called simple. It has become redundant with an efficient and smoothly operational technology-driven VAT administration process brought about by IRD, Inland Revenue Department, automation system. A refund mechanism at ports and airports will be introduced, especially for foreigners. So just pay the attention on 460. අපි මේ පැරග්‍රාෆ් එක විතරක් ගත්තත් එතන පැහැදිලිව කියනවා ඒ වෙනකොට ඉතාම ස්මූත් රිෆන්ඩ් සිස්ටම් එකක් IRD එක ඉන්ට්‍රොඩියුස් කරලා තිබුණා. ඒ නිසා මම ප්‍රොපෝස් කරනවා කියලා. ඇත්තට මේක බොරුවක්. ඒ වෙලාවෙම රිෆන්ඩ් සිස්ටම් එකක් තිබුණේ නැහැ. මම මේ කියන්නේ ඇත්තට මේ සාකච්ඡා සමාජයේ එහෙම ගත්තේ නැහැ. මේ වගේ දේවල් කතා කරනකොට යට ගිහින් තිබුණා. එතකොට අපි එහෙම කරලා නැහැ. ඒ වගේම තමයි ඒකේ ටෙක්නිකල් නෝට් එක තියෙනවා 135 page number 135. Technical note එකේ value added tax system එකේ තියෙනවා SWAT system will be terminated. එතකොට මම කියන්නේ අතරම විශ්වාසවන්ත වෙනවා ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමාට මේ කාරණේ ගෙනේම. අපි එකවර අයින් කරන්න යන්නේ නැහැ. දැනටමත් ඒ අදාළ කටයුතු ටික සිද්ධ කරමින් යනවා, සාකච්ඡා කරමින් යනවා සහ අදාළ ට්‍රේනින් විශේෂයෙන් මේ සඳහා පැති දෙකකින් අපිට වැදගත් වෙන මේ පදනම තියෙන SWAT එක අපි අහෝසි කරන්න. මොකද SWAT සිස්ටම් එකේ තියෙනවා ගැටලු ගණනාවක්, මේක මැනිපියුලේෂන් සඳහා යොදා ගැනීම මේකේ ගැටලු. බට් අනිත් පැත්තෙන් as you just highlighted so that would lead to the cash flow and liquidity problem for exporters. So we have taken into consideration all those things. ඒ අනුව training දැන් අතර මේකේ එක පැත්තක වැදගත් වෙනවා capacity building. ඒකටත් so we have just taken the technical assistance from IMF and other experts and training is being done. And technology, so as of now there are certain things to be fixed and incorporated into this technological platform. So as a result we have developed a plan. This plan, detailed plan, will be introduced by the end of June. We are with a simulation. මේක අපි ඉන්ට්‍රඩියුස් කරන්න කලින් සිමියුලේෂන් එකකට යනවා කොහොමද රිෆන්ඩ් සිස්ටම් එක කරන්න කියලා. ඒ නිසා අපි ඒක සාකච්ඡා කරමු. මම හිතනවා මේවා ඉදිරියට සාකච්ඡාවට ගන්න එක හොඳයි. Yes.
Because I was a prime mover.
Just can I finish? Because
sure.
Yeah, it's okay. That is regarding the basic the idea about refund system. And moving to another the point on the question number 7, the interest rates, Pilibanda Prasne, that is 8, right? Because may interest rate, sorry, number 6, despite the assurance given, then may ඇත්තටම මේ අපි කවුරුත් දන්නව නේද දැන් ඒක ආර්ථික විද්‍යාත්මකව මූල්‍ය කළමනාකරණයේ පැත්තෙන් එනකොට රටක පොලි අනුපාතය ක්‍රමිකව පහළ ඒක බලහත්කාරයෙන් පහළ ගිහින් බෑ ක්‍රමිකව වෙළඳපළ බලවේග විසින් නිෂ්පාදනයේ වැඩිවීම විසින් පහළ යන එක තමයි හොඳ එතකොට මේ தත්ත්වය දැන් ටික ටික නිර්මාණය වෙලා ඒකට අවශ්‍ය කරන ක්‍රියාමාර්ග මහ බැංකුවත් අදාළ මූල්‍ය අධිකාරීනුත් දමින් ඉන්නවා එහි ප්‍රතිඵලයක් විදියට දැන් ඇත්තටම yield curve එකනේ පළදා වක්‍රය අපි දන්නා පොලි අනුපාතයේ විශේෂයෙන් දකින්නේ ආයෝජකයෝ මේ yield curve එක දිහා බලලා මේ yield curve එක normal yield curve එකක් බවට පත් වෙලා තියෙනවා විශේෂයෙන් මාර්බුදේත් පැවිදිච්ච කාලෙදී මේ yield curve එක turn upside down ඒ කියන්නේ ෂෝට දේවල් වලට විශාල ඉන්ට්‍රස්ට් එකක් ගෙවන්න ගත්තා. දැන් ඒක normalize වෙලා තියෙනවා. normal yield curve එකක්. ෂෝට maturity තියෙන එක 82 days, 100 days ඒ වගේ අවුරුදු දෙක වෙනකොට අඩු වෙනුත්, ඈතට යනකොට වැඩි වෙනුත් යනවා වගේම පොලි අනුපාතය ක්‍රමිකව පහළ වෙනවා. දැන් 91 days වලට දැන් 7 point something ඒ වගේ ඉන්ට්‍රස්ට් එකකටත් පල්ලයට ඇවිල්ලා තියෙනවා. හැබැයි මම පිළිගන්නවා ඔබතුමා කියන කාරණේ බැංකු පද්ධතිය ඇතුලේ පොලි අනුපාත දැන් මහ ජනතාවට ණය දෙන පොලි අනුපාතේ ටිකක් වැඩි. ඒකට ඇත්තටම මහ බැංකුව මැදිහත් වෙලා මොනිටරින් කරනවා. සමහරවිට ඒකේ අඩුපාඩු තියෙනවා අපි සාකච්ඡා කරමු. මොකද රාජ්‍ය බැංකු පද්ධතියක් තියෙනවා, මූල්‍ය අනිත් බැංකු පද්ධතියක් තියෙනවා. මේ අතර ඒ විධානයේ දීමක් මම හිතන්නේ සිද්ධ වෙන්නේ නැහැ තාමත්. මේ කටයුත්ත ඉදිරියේදී අපි සාකච්ඡා කරන්නට වෙනවා. ඒ මොනිටරින් මෙකනිසම් එක අපි පිළිගන්නවා. වෙළඳපොලේ ණය සඳහා පොලි අනුපාතය වැඩි. නමුත් ණය ගැනීමේ ආණ්ඩුවේ සහ yield curve එක සාමාන්‍ය මට්ටමකට පත් වෙලා තියෙනවා. එතකොට ස්වැට් එකට අමතරව තවත් ප්‍රශ්නයක් මේ ස්වැට් මාසිතෝ 9 වෙනි කොටස දැන් මේ VAT estimated tax evasion that the government is worried that will be lost out per year අපි කවුරුත් දන්නවා මේකේ inefficiencies තියෙනවා so there is a leakage නමුත් we are not planning as of now the SWAT system or the refunding system by anticipating that this much would be evaded because if we plan for the evasion first what happened automatically system also would drive to evade that the system would so that would be an implication so therefore our planning is to have the zero the avoidance but we know that due to practical reasons we may not be able to go for planning is different so in a very efficient tax system and in a responsible the society it is the responsibility of everyone to pay taxes or the due taxes and if you just create an environment where everyone who is trying to evade or avoid taxation and the authorities are trying hard with the weapons or the tools that they have to catch it it would be a struggle and always there would be a leakage we are not planning for such a situation we are planning of high vibrant and democratic transparent tax system we know we understand that it would take the time honorable minister so this is how we are planning and again I would like to say that we are not going to abruptly introduce a SWAT system unless and until we ensure that the refund system is smoothly working for that we are planning because the technology is brought up without which we can't do this thing you know that in the value added system the tax system is more efficient compared to the rather turnover tax system where there is a cascading impact so to avoid the cascading impact in order to implement SWAT system vibrantly we need to connect all the value added all the players into the system as of now it is not only selected registered players are there but gradually we will move towards that until we implement a very extensive system so that is our idea and the plan and working with all the agencies and as you just highlighted another point the stakeholder consultation not only the exporters and the taxpayers so we are having consultations with other stakeholders as well I mean ee sieluma tattwayan salakita bahajana kala kramikawa saha paradushyawa me wade karmin yanawa api danuwat karana parliamentuwat sielu denata
Honorable Ravi Karnan.
Appreciate the very practical answer. This is what I was getting to. Remember when you quoted what I had mentioned, we were all in that prospective approach that ASICUDA would be in and it will link up the 34 government institutions. But Honorable Minister, the situation I basically advise to you is that the officials don't work in the speed that you and I would like to work. And that's the reason why I said, at that particular moment, this has been an attempt that was made for about 7-8 years. Evasion is there. And I know that it is a laudable step. But the point of sales approach that the President addressed in the budget speech is what you've got to take it forward. The other one is, when you're competing in a region which the interest rates are 3-4%, our competition basically has a 10-11% cost of capital disadvantage. That's the reason why they're trying to put a further bureaucratic process would only deprive our exporters to compete in already difficult circumstances. So it was more proactively approaching, because I know for a fact, being in the industry, that this is a Herculean task. And you set about the answers correctly, but let's get together and ensure that we put this into place. But the point of sales approach, if you can put this into place tomorrow, you have a quick refund system in place. So I appreciate, but let's work together. But as you quite rightly said, SVAT will not be implemented until there is a firm refund mechanism is the answer that is required. But saying September and saying IMF mandated is not the answer, but I will, with all authority I say, IMF is a way forward. But they can't be dictating, you take the policy and take it forward. So while that's the correct step I mentioned without any hesitation, please ensure. And the other approach is central bank, that's the monetary policy. But they also must follow government policy as well. If you want 5 trillion to be the export, to be our incomes that's going to come, and if you have 17-18% interest rate, you'll never be able to have a 5% growth and grow the economy to what is expected in another 10 months, that's the end of this year, financial year. So that's the spirit I brought this about. Being an exporter, having problems, please ensure that you have a practical approach like the answer you gave. So SVAT will only be done with a guaranteed refund. I appreciate.
Thank you very much. Shall I first answer to
can
this one,
just to further finish
this clarification?
Yes.
Because otherwise the idea would go. In fact, the member, I would like to mention that it is not a dictation from the IMF. Because when we work in a kind of collaborative work, so we are working with a program now. When the program is there, actions are taken, benchmark are there. So this September is a new structural benchmark, and it does not mean that it is something that we have to do compulsory. In that particular benchmark also very clearly stated that we have to establish a very good refund system, then only we would move. In any case, so due to some other reason, unavoidable reasons, there may be situation we would not be able to implement. If that is the case, we have the room to discuss, because we would negotiate. Just to point out, yesterday the President had a discussion through Zoom with the Managing Director of Kristalina Georgieva. So she also just stressed like a free affirm its support to continue and the effort of reviving the Sri Lankan economy even beyond this IMF program. So that is that. And in addition, referring to your Asikuda, the matter, and the point of sales and e-invoicing. Of course, bringing the technology to have a very good the system for VAT refund, of course, we need to go for point of sale mechanical machines and e-invoicing. Basic initials, discussions and works are being already done with the consultation with all the stakeholders. So thank you very much for your the constructive ideas. We will work accordingly. Thank you.
Honourable Minister, are you willing to take that?
Clarification on the same thing. Small clarification.
Honourable Sujit.
Honourable Minister, you said that the directive cannot be given by the central bank on interest rates and other stuff which takes decisions taken by the banks. The central bank governor also said that they can't. No, can I? No.
Yes, central the lacuna governor, in the monitoring system. Of course, the central bank is authorized to direct the banks and financial institutions. They are doing. We know that this is not something that happened all of a sudden now. So this has been seen in the past, the previous time as well. So it is gradually being monitored, the member. And you know that there is a time lag. When these statutory rates and the policy rates are announced, the banks will not adjust. adjust accordingly. Of course, the government, the state banks may adjust, but the other banks may not adjust. To some extent, the central bank can do this thing. On the other hand, we strongly believe the proper mechanism, market mechanism, the demand for money and the supply and the revivation of economic activities would do the rest. So it has to go in the hand in hand, the parallel, I suppose.
Thank you. Honorable Bank, the central bank governor stated that they can't give directive to the private banks or any other bank. They can only kind of guide them. So what is the actual status of it? And we want to know that just to get a clarification on that. Whether you all have the power to direct the central bank or central bank has independent powers to take their decisions and they cannot maneuver the other banks.
Actually, we need to get a detail from the central bank, what measures and tools that they can. Basically, so they are supposed to monitor, but in case if it is needed, some directives also would be given, because sometimes some the financial institutions are also the given directions not to engage in that and this. Especially when it comes to the interest rates, what the central bank does is very closely monitor the specified the policy rates. But of course, we admit the fact that there is a gap between the policy rates and the current interest rates. So as I just highlighted, these the parallel actions, government and especially the central bank monitoring actions and the economic revival would restore the problem. As of now, things are going very well. As I just told you, this particular yield curve, normal yield curve, is a very good indicator for investors to look at how the economy is driving. So we need to maintain this particular price and the financial system stability in the longer run. This is our one of the objectives to continue with the economic revival. Thank you.
Motion at the commencement of public business. Honorable Gayantha Karunathilaka.
Garu Niyojya Kathanayakathumani, Parliamentu Mantri Garu Vaidya Ramanathan Arjuna Mahata Visin, Tamage Varaprasada Kadavi Ati Bavata, 2025 February 5th Dina, Parliamentu Idi Matukarnalada Karunu, Parliamentu Sthavara Niyoga 118 Vidividhana Prakarava, Achara Dharmaha Varaprasada Pirimada Karaka Sabhavata, Yamukala Ituai Mama Yojana Karam.
Motion to be seconded, please.